Marcus, this HTML-first story from mocon.co.uk is absolutely fascinating because it challenges so many assumptions about modern web development. The company essentially stripped away their JavaScript-heavy single-page application and replaced it with server-rendered HTML and saw their user base double almost immediately.
From a business performance perspective, this is remarkable. Doubling your user base overnight is the kind of metric that gets CEO attention immediately. But what's really interesting is that this wasn't about marketing or pricing strategy. It was purely a technical architecture decision that had massive business impact.
The technical details reveal why this worked so well. Their original React-based application required JavaScript to be enabled, took several seconds to load on slower connections, and didn't work at all if the JavaScript failed to download or execute. The HTML-first version loads immediately and works on any browser, including older mobile devices and browsers with restricted JavaScript capabilities.
This connects to a broader conversation happening in the web development community about the costs of complexity. The Hacker News discussion, with over 500 comments, includes numerous developers sharing similar experiences where simplifying their tech stack led to better business outcomes. There's clearly a growing movement questioning whether all this JavaScript complexity is actually serving users.
What's particularly interesting from a technical perspective is how this relates to global internet infrastructure. In many parts of the world, mobile connections are still quite limited. JavaScript execution is slow on budget devices, and data costs are significant. An HTML-first approach makes applications accessible to users who would otherwise be excluded by technical barriers.
The SEO implications alone could justify this approach for many businesses. Search engines still prefer server-rendered HTML, and pages that load instantly without JavaScript provide better user experience signals to search algorithms. The company likely saw organic search traffic improvements alongside their direct user growth.
This story pairs interestingly with another web development discussion that gained traction today, a post about CSS's unavoidable bad parts that scored 92 points with 41 comments. The author argues that some aspects of CSS are inherently problematic, but necessary to understand for web development.
The CSS discussion reflects a similar theme about web development complexity. Developers are acknowledging that even fundamental web technologies have problematic aspects, but instead of adding more layers of abstraction, the community seems increasingly focused on understanding and working with these limitations directly.
Meanwhile, the Extend UI project that appeared on ShowHN today represents an interesting middle ground. With 217 points and 55 comments, it's an open-source UI kit specifically designed for document-centric applications. Instead of trying to solve every possible UI problem, it focuses on doing document interfaces really well.
This specialized approach makes a lot of business sense. Rather than competing with comprehensive UI frameworks like Bootstrap or Material UI, Extend UI targets a specific use case where they can provide superior functionality. For companies building document editors, PDF viewers, or content management systems, this focused approach likely provides better results than generic UI components.
The technical architecture focuses on accessibility and performance from the ground up, which aligns with the HTML-first philosophy we discussed earlier. It's designed to work well with server-side rendering and doesn't require complex build processes or runtime dependencies.
What's interesting about both these stories is how they reflect a broader maturation in web development thinking. Instead of chasing the latest framework or adding more complexity, developers are increasingly focused on fundamental performance and accessibility concerns that directly impact business outcomes.
This brings us to our "What if we're wrong?" discussion for today. The web development community seems increasingly confident that simpler HTML-first approaches are superior to complex JavaScript applications. But what if this pendulum swing goes too far?
That's a great question, Sarah. The strongest counterargument would be that modern web applications provide user experiences that simply aren't possible with server-rendered HTML alone. Real-time collaboration tools, sophisticated data visualization, and complex interactive interfaces still require substantial client-side logic.
Exactly. And we might be seeing selection bias in these success stories. Companies that succeed with HTML-first approaches might represent a specific subset of applications where this approach works well. But we're not hearing from companies where this simplification led to reduced functionality or competitive disadvantage.
The key assumption that could be wrong is that performance and accessibility always trump advanced functionality. In competitive markets, companies might need sophisticated user interfaces to differentiate themselves, even if that comes with performance costs. Users might actually prefer slower, more complex applications if they provide significantly better functionality.
If we're wrong about the HTML-first movement, we'd expect to see successful companies continuing to invest in complex JavaScript architectures and gaining competitive advantages through superior user experience. We'd also see the performance gap between simple and complex applications continuing to narrow as browsers and infrastructure improve.
The signal to watch would be whether major platforms and successful applications start moving toward complexity rather than simplicity. If companies like Google, Facebook, and Netflix continue doubling down on sophisticated client-side applications despite performance costs, that might indicate that advanced functionality ultimately matters more than loading speed for many use cases.